パララララタララタ。
Welcome back to the Narrow Pod Between Pages, a daily podcast where we read The Narrow Road Between Desires by Patrick Rothfuss, page by page, and then talk about it. This is page 174. Page 175 is a picture. Everything. But if you had the craft to see that's where you were, well, then you pick. You rip the seam or sew. That's when you learned the sort of artist that you truly were. Don't tell me what I said. But while Bass' voice was high and wild, it was not sharp or hard. He glanced up at the sky. It was purpling into twilight. Hold the stone flat so that the hole faces up. Reich did. And the needle. Reich held it out. Bass took hold of it with terrible, deliberate care, as if he gripped a nettle, as if his thumb and finger held a snake. He closed his eyes and listened to Reich's breath, the breeze, his place. He heard the slow roll of the stream that circled the diesel around the bottom of the hill. He felt it flowing in his bones, turning to the making way. Grinning, Bast opened his eyes again. Hold it steady. In the fading light, Reich stared at him. Bast's eyes were dark as dark. He smiled like a child who knew that he was clever, quick, and wild enough to steal the moon. Bast drove the needle hard into his thumb. A bead of blood swelled up. He turned his hand so it moved oddly. That's the page. I'm Joy.
I'm Forever Vim.
I'm Patrick.
So many exciting pages in a row.
Yeah, there's so much happening right here. All right, so I do have to come around a little bit to, I think originally the charm was going to do nothing. But with all this, I think he saw the moon and the lightning tree as a sign he needed to then actually do something. And he's actually doing something now.
I mean, this ritual does really seem to have a lot of like intensity to it, you know, with the using of blood, the casting at the sacred space, right? The top of the lightning tree, all of that has to have some sort of impact on whether real magic is being worked
or if it's
theater.
It feels a little bit more like what Fullurian does when we're making the shade.
Yes.
It's also becoming twilight, which Bass is a prince of twilight. So that's also worth noting.
And I think that along with what you just said, Joy, what Bill pointed out, which I was going to point out too, is that the needle is probably iron. And it does remind me of when Florian takes the buckle in Making the Shade, the iron buckle.
They both hold it like snakes. They have the language is the same.
And
yeah,
and she calls it enbitening, which, right?
Right.
Something like that.
Enbitening, yeah. There's that diesel word again, right? Did we decide that was counterclockwise?
Counterclockwise. Breaking.
The breaking, right.
Do
you want to, I mean, we're not definitely not done, but I also wanted to point out, let's not forget to do the artwork this time.
Totally. There's a full page picture on the next page and it's stunning. Reich holding his elbow, looking concerned under the moon. He's offset from the lightning tree. It's not exactly the alignment, like the horns aren't coming out of his head. It's not poking up out of his
head. The horns of the moon are kind of coming out of his head.
I mean, it's just the whole moon is just above his head.
I think it would have been hard to line up the image exactly the way it's written, because just seeing the tip of the blackened trunk, it might not translate as well in an illustration as it does on.
I agree. It's better that they're all a little offset, as if Bast has moved slightly so that we can see all three clearly. He's sitting crisscross applesauce. You can see the bee patch on his knee.
He needs a bath.
Yeah, He does need a bath.
And a haircut.
This is a really nice illustration.
Unruly hair.
Okay.
It looks like a very expensive household haircut.
Yeah. All right. Deliberately shaggy.
Yeah. But yeah, the hem of his pants is totally tattered.
Mm-hmm. And it looks like it was probably too short already before it was tattered.
We can see that his right elbow has a patch on it, on his shirt.
So I'd imagine that if that needle is iron, that the act of jabbing it into his body might be particularly difficult. Maybe that's what Falurian had to do too. Cut herself with iron. You know,
you think she had to add some of her blood?
Possible. I mean, this is fey magic going on, you know, twilight fey magic. And I think most, correct me if I'm wrong, but wouldn't it be most likely that a needle would be made of iron in that era, in this era, whatever?
I think it's probably iron, steel, yeah. Right?
I mean, Foth uses iron needles.
Okay.
All there full of hatred.
Right. Little needles of hate or whatever. Yeah.
Yep.
He feels the stream circling in his bone, flowing in his bones, turning to the making way. So it's flowing diesel at the bottom of the hill, but he feels it in his bones going the other way. Diesel. What's the other way?
Withershins.
Withershins. No, Withershins and Diesel are the same, aren't they?
No, they're opposites.
Okay.
Turning the making way. Wait, so is Withershins counterclockwise?
Right. I think
so. Maybe Diesel is the making way.
Diesel must be making.
So okay, so that's why he says he feels it in his bones in a making way.
Okay, great.
Because that would make sense.
So he's not gonna rip the seam, he's gonna sew. Yeah, so clockwise. Diesel is clockwise.
Cool. Yeah. So I guess I just wonder what Bast is doing now, because I don't think he's necessarily making the charm of like driving people away.
Well, we're definitely getting a reference to Jax here, who stole the moon.
Mm-hmm. Oh, of course.
So that definitely implies that there's some kind of bigger magic going on.
Yeah.
So the moon's presence is being invoked, or it's being used in this charm?
Well, the difference between Namor, the war was between like namers and shapers, or so maybe he's about to do an act of shaping.
Could be.
Yeah. I mean, right.
Witnessing of shaping magic.
Wow. Could that be our first glimpse in the series?
Maybe no. That's why we keep getting told he's an artist.
Yeah.
So many questions.
I mean, I kind of assumed it was just some grammary. It was turning to the making way. He's making something be.
But then, yeah, I still hold that. I think that there might be the same. Grammary and shaping, I think.
You think grammary is shaping?
I think they do. I think they are.
Or I don't think so. Shaping is so much grander. Like they made trees and the entire Fane realm and the stars and.
Okay, maybe it's lesser shaping.
It's lesser shaping. It's still a version of shaping.
It's not as powerful as full on shaping, but it's like half as powerful as shaping. That's it.
Do we think that?
I don't know. I think it's a completely separate magic.
Do we think that making the shade was grammary?
Shaping or grammar?
Oh yeah. It was explicitly grammar.
It was explicitly grammar. I feel like they're related, but yeah, sure.
Yeah, I don't know what I think. I mean, I don't think that they're the same thing, but they do feel... I'm not sure.
So what you are sure of is that Vin is wrong.
That's actually true. I think he's wrong.
Often, but not today.
Often.
Or maybe just then.
Forever.
Forever. Some of our chat is saying that it's possible Ari does some shaping in Slow Regard. It is a little unclear, but I have seen that theory before, that when she is making the candle, she does some shaping.
So then so the candle making is shaping and not grammary, but the in shade and making is grammary, but not shaping. Okay.
Yeah. So the candle may be shaping. It's unclear. It happens off page, but
maybe shaping.
The discussion around it makes, you know, I can see it's possible. I don't know if I believe it, but it's I could see it as like a thing that, like, oh, if it turns out to be true, sure.
But not today.
But not this day.
Not today. There
may come a day.
Well, you know, perhaps tomorrow.
On tomorrow's narrow page.
Narrow page.
Page.